What would you say if I asked to fuck you right here, love? Her fingers reached his belt, which she quickly unbuckled. I'd ask what took you so long to ask. She drifted out of his arms, turning to pin him to the tree as she offered another lingering kiss. Their hands and mouths explored as they pulled each other to the ground. Elliot slid his pants down just enough for his cock to spring forth before he pulled her forward to straddle his legs. Chalo hiked up her skirt. She pushed aside her panties to rub furiously at the nub between her legs. "Would you like to know how many times I've imagined fucking you?" he whispered, kneading her breasts through her shirt as she prepared herself for him. "Or how many places in the theater I thought of bending you over and taking you regardless of who was there? Do you have any idea what you do to me?" "Tell me," she purred. She'd always loved vocal men. Elliot's velvety voice was caressing her senses in that thrilling way that had first attracted her to him. The dirty questions spilling from his mouth were turning her on as much as his intense gaze. He could see what his words were doing to her, and he was relishing every change that rippled across her face. "I watch you saunter down the steps in these thin shirts and tiny skirts. The way your hips sway makes me hard before every rehearsal. Such a seductive combination of complete professional and total cock tease. I've struggled to keep myself from following you into the pit while you catch lines. Would your voice be so steady reciting if my cock was pressed between your slick folds? Would you be able to stay so coolly professional if I was inside you? Could you keep quiet enough not to let the actors know I slowly rode you during rehearsal? Would I really want you to?" That did it. Pushing her panties out of the way, Chalo sank her body onto his. He wasn't particularly large or long, but Elliot had obviously been thinking about this for some time. His swollen cock throbbed inside her as he moved to allow her total control of the rhythm and depth of their lovemaking. It felt amazing. "Keep going," she begged, moving one of his hands to her ass. She released a single breast from her shirt so his willing mouth could suck her pert nipple. "I've considered sending everyone to the castle for an extra music rehearsal," he crooned between small licks and nips. "Wondered if I could keep you behind on some pretense and pull you to the center stage. Would you let me fuck you there? Would you imagine 500 seats filled with patrons who paid to watch your beautiful body writhe with pleasure? How hard would you come, knowing that any minute the cast could return and see what I was doing to you?" "Elliot," Chalo whimpered softly. The whole world was going hot and cold as she rode him. The grass tickled her knees, and the softest breeze caught the tendrils of her hair that had freed themselves from her ponytail. Her breath was coming in short pants as she spiraled higher. When he began sucking on her neck, she spread her legs to take him deeper. "You have no idea how many times I've gotten myself off listening to your recordings, imagining you doing exactly this." In response to that statement, he pushed up the rest of her tee, unleashing her other breast and swirling his tongue around her areola. "Is this what you wanted, love?" "Dios," she cried, as his attentions took her pleasure to the next level. She gasped and moaned, trying to get out the words she so desperately wanted him to hear. "That first day of rehearsals, what I wanted was to dive under the table, shove your legs apart, and suck you off just to hear you moan." Do you still? He began thrusting up as much as he could. Chelo could feel him twitching inside her, and she shuddered in response. What if we watch rehearsal from the lighting booth tomorrow? Or rather, I'll watch rehearsal. You'll be busy taking my cock in that pretty little mouth. He pulled her neck down with one hand, drawing his lips to hers for a kiss that pushed her over the edge. Intense spasms ripped through her body, causing her to arch her back. His hot seed burst inside her, and her mind went blank with pure bliss. When she came back down, he shifted her gently so she was lying on her side in the grass, shivering in his arms.